have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Great evening, everybody. Great evening, everybody. Hallelujah. We're excited tonight to be here with Keeping It Real with Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Come on here. Y'all, I'm telling you, we are in big time right now tonight for a good time in the Lord. I'm telling you, God is going to speak to our needs. He's going to speak to our situations. He's going to speak to us. Amen. And he's going to give us something, hallelujah, that we can carry on throughout the rest of the week. I'm telling you, it is time for you to open up your mouth and say something to the Lord. Oftentimes, we know God is all-knowing, right? And we feel like we don't have to tell him about our problems. We don't have to ask for anything. God wants you to ask, because listen, it's nothing wrong with asking your Father for what you need, right? Okay, amen. And so he wants us to ask him. He already knows what we need. He knows before we even ask, right? He knows our thoughts before we even think them. So naturally, he just wants you to ask him, just because he's your daddy, right? It's just out of obedience. It's just out of saying, well, Father, I know who you are, and I appreciate who you are. So on tonight, we're going to God in prayer. On tonight, we're going to dissect this word. On tonight, we're going to speak a word into your life. Amen. We believe God on tonight. How many of y'all believe in God for some miracles? How many of you believe in God for a breakthrough? I came here tonight to stop by just for a few moments and let you know that breakthrough is here. Your breakthrough is here. Your change is here. Your deliverance is here. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is opening up doors for his people. So on tonight, we are giving God glory. I need y'all to go ahead and call a friend, call a neighbor, get them on here. Let them know that I'm here tonight. Hallelujah. We yet have a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. He's so worthy to be praised. We give him honor. Amen. I thank God for my husband. Amen. Bishop James Hunter. I also want to give a shout out to Forever Flowing Ministries and the Body of Believers International Prayer Line, Merits of Ministries. We do give God glory for all of you. Hallelujah. I thank God for Dr. Kimmy Kim on tonight and the Elations family, the Elations magazine. Glory to God, from ashes to beauty. I'm telling you, and the list goes on and on and on. Amen. So we do thank God for her on tonight. Amen. So listen, I want y'all to go ahead and move those fingers. Let's shift those fingers now. Let's get them in the overdrive. Get them on here tonight. Hallelujah. And I don't want you to just sit here and just listen. Be a participator. If you're not saying nothing in your house while we're talking, something ain't right. You need to be getting excited for the word. You need to be getting excited because God is going to meet your needs. You need to be getting excited because God is getting ready to open up some major doors on tonight. I'm telling you, doors are being opened tonight. You say, well, Apostle, it is it's after 6 o'clock, and some places it's 7 o'clock, and some places it's maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But I'm telling you, I don't care what time it is around the world, God is opening up some doors after hours. How about that? God is going to open up some doors after hours, and by the time you wake up in the morning, oh my God, God's going to shift some things in your favor. There's some of you right now that are listening to me or that are coming back by replay, and God told me to let you know, hallelujah, to try them again. Some of you failed at some things. You went into business and it failed. That's okay, honey. And you need to have failure in your business so that you can see when God bring you up and elevate you, you can see, well, I failed the first 5 years, but honey, the money that I made after that fifth year is phenomenal. I can't even fathom how I made that much money. I'm trying to tell you, God is getting ready to open up some doors after hours. If you don't believe it, we got people that don't believe. I understand. Amen. But you got to have faith the size of a mustard seed. Come on here. Your faith, that's a little bit of grain, can move mountains if you believe. So if you're doubting, like doubting Thomas, and you don't believe God, well, then guess what? It ain't going to manifest. But for those of you who are holding on, say, God, I won't let go of your hand. I'm not going to let you go to your blessing. I came to let you know tonight, God is in the blessing business, and it is his will that you prosper. It is his will that you live and be in good health. It is his will that you have life, longevity. It is his will that you live in the abundance and of the overflow. And I don't know about you, but I'm living in the overflow. Somebody said, I want to live in the overflow. Hallelujah. The overflowing blessings. Come on here, somebody. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. My God, good God, tonight. tonight. We are excited as always. As always, I'm excited about the things of God. I don't care what I may go through in order to get here at 6 p.m., but I'm telling you, I am excited. Every time I get a chance to talk about my Father, I get excited. Every time I get a chance to speak a word into someone's life, I get excited. Every time God tell me to bless somebody, I get excited because this, it ain't about me blessing them, hallelujah, that really matters to me. It's about my obedience to Him, my God. And when you obey Him, I ain't looking for nothing in return because can't nobody do me like Jesus. I need God to bless me. I need God to heal me. I need God to make everything all right because, you know, people, they get weary. They get wavering in their way of thinking and their feelings towards you. Today they like you. Tonight they don't. Come on here. They like a seesaw or you know, they just all around, up and down, up and down, up and down, right? And so, therefore, you know, you really can't trust that. We in a time where God is saying kingdom connections are coming, but you cannot allow people to sabotage your covenant kingdom connections. So basically, when you and a person, God is yoking you and a person up, you can't really tell everybody that God is yoking y'all up because you want to keep what y'all have. And it's a shame that I can't, you know, say, you know, I got a covenant brother and he's coming. It's a shame that I can't say these things because people will go behind my back, call him up, call her up, and say, you know, if I was you, I wouldn't fool with him. If I was you, I wouldn't talk to them. You know how they do that? Because they're jealous of me. Uh-huh. And because sometimes you have, or you can have a rapport with people that they can't. Sometimes you can reach people that would never, ever look their way. And so jealousy is as cruel as the grave, y'all. And so people are just jealous because of what's on your life. People are jealous because what's on your life will help get you to places that you never thought you even go. Your gifts will make room for you. Come on here tonight. Your gifts will make room for you. And bring you before great men and women. That's some great women is going to bring you before. Glory to God. But because of jealousy, and they want power, but they don't know how to have it. But listen, the Bible declares that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So you don't need my power. You need the Holy Ghost power. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And someone said, well, is there a word from the Lord? Most definitely. God is always talking. But are we listening? Are we moving? Are we shifting? Are we shakers in the kingdom? Are we shakers and movers in the earth? Are we just listeners and gossipers and listening to get all the information? Then you're going to go back and act as if it was your information, as if God downloaded that in your spirit. And you know God didn't talk to you like that because you don't even revelate like that. So why are you trying to act like somebody else, trying to perpetrate you like that? You are somebody else, and God don't even, he don't even talk to you that way because you don't even think on that level. So you can't even really understand what that person is saying, but you go back, you sit, and you listen to all their dialogue, all their information because you want to act like, oh, God just gave me he gave me this warning in prayer, and he just blew my mind. And you quoting what somebody else has said. You're quoting, hallelujah, you're quoting what they have already spoken, and you might trying to make it as if it's yours, that it came fresh off the press, that's yours. Listen, you can't even relay it right. You can't revelate it right because he didn't give it to you. You are false and you're fake. Listen, if you can't hear from God for yourself, stop trying to go and connect and hook up and listen to people that you're trying to be like. You're trying to mimic what God is giving them. Listen, if you have the Holy Ghost will teach you. God will speak to you. But most of you don't make time for him, but those of you that do, wait on God to give you whatever he want to give you. Wait on him and stop going before him. Stop going before time and trying to get all the information to make yourself look great. It's one thing to get information, but it's what you're going to do with the information that you get that means a lot. I can speak all I want into your life, but if you don't apply it, it's to no effect. It is null and void. So you get the information, but sometimes you can't even revelate it because you don't really talk like that. You don't even speak that lingo. And so because you don't speak that lingo, you don't know what you're talking about. And you don't even sound right saying it because it's like you say it in a sentence and it does not. So you don't know the lingo. So sit down. Let God teach you what he want to teach you. And stop trying to be grandeur and get somewhere and get some stuff under your belt. Get some anointing under your belt. Get some a time with God under your belt so that when you do go out, people will know that you are who you say God says that you are. They will know you're not fake. They will know you are a real woman or a real man of God. Amen. I don't know why I went there, but y'all know me. I'm going to obey God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. And if y'all can hear me, let me know. Somebody let me know. Hallelujah. I'm excited now. I'm excited. Oh, Jesus, I'm excited. Thank you, Lord, for putting this excitement in me. I don't care what they say about me. I get excited when I think about God and when I think about what he's done. I get overly excited. So let me know if y'all can hear me, please. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you glory and honor and praise because you alone are worthy. Father, on tonight, speak to our hearts, God. Lord, don't let us have stony hearts and hard hearts that we don't want to receive you, Lord. Help us to be receptive of what you're saying. Open up our ears so that it can be crystal clear, Father God, and that we will apply what you're saying tonight in our lives, and that it will be applicable. And maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow we'll need this word. So, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you right now for all that you're doing for the Elation family. Father, I thank you that it is growing and it's multiplying. I thank you that you are the God of multiplicity. I appreciate all that you are doing, have done, will do. Lord, we love you tonight. We give you glory and we give you honor. So the words of my mouth, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. We thank you now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, let's go to Mark, the second chapter. I really want to teach this just a little bit. Amen. Go with me to the book of Mark, the second chapter. I'm going to begin to read at the first verse. And it reads, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. So here we are in Mark. We're talking about Jesus. He had been out, you know, and he had come back home. He had come back to Capernaum. He returned home, right? And so, you know, people were hearing it. It was a noise. It was noise. They were making noise. They were spreading the word. Come on. They were spreading the word that Jesus had come home. Y'all hear me? Follow me. The crowd gathered. They were jamming the entrance so no one could get in or out. You hear me? There were so many people that nobody could get in or out. I'm going to tell you something. Here's the first revelation. God said that the day is coming to where people are going to run to the church. We won't have to beg them. We won't have to ask them. They are going to run for a safe haven, but it's going to be too late. Hear me. Hear me well. Hear God. It's going to be too late. There will not be any room for you to get in. There won't be any room. There will not be any room. You'll be on the outside, but the door will be closed, just like when Noah was on that ark. When it was time for him to close after the last animals got on there, it was time for him to shut it. He shut the door. Then the people began to see the rain. And as they sailed out, people were trying to come to catch them. You know what I'm saying? Because they knew that that was a safe haven. But here we are. You talk about the church. You talk about the leaders. You don't like the rebuke. You don't like them chastising or correcting you. It's called correction. And, you know, you can't correct people now. They'd be ready to cut your throat. I'm talking about literally. Take a knife and slit your throat because that's how evil they are and jealous of you that they are, right? So you can't take the correction. You don't want to take it. So, you know, you don't want to get better. That's all you're saying. God chastises those he loves. He corrects those that he loves. He wants us to be an intelligent being. He does not want us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. He wants us to be wise. He wants us to have wisdom because he is wisdom, right? He wants us to have knowledge. But because you don't want no knowledge, you want to be dumb all your life. You don't want wisdom. So you fight those who revelate that word. You fight those who's bringing it like God is giving it to them. You fight them, right? But it's a coming today when you want going to be able to enter in the door because the door is going to be jam-packed with people. Their clothes may be hanging out from the top and the bottom. People are going to be jam-packed, but it's going to close in your face because you had every opportunity. You leaders, you pastors, you teachers, you preachers, you apostles, you bishops, you prophets, amen, you evangelists. I'm telling you, you had an opportunity to come in, but you chose to stay out. So when the door closed, you still won't be able to get in because you had every opportunity. God said he gave you space to repent, and you would not repent. This word is blessing me already. Lord, have mercy. Yes, God. Amen. And so as they were trying to get in, they couldn't even get in. He was teaching the word, right? He was teaching the word. And so verse 3 says, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me this afternoon. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. They brought a paraplegic to him. Paraplegic to him. And they carried, it was 4 men that brought him in, right? But when that, you know, they weren't able to get in because of the crowd. Just like some of you people that save. You just save only. You didn't even do your first verse over again. You save, but you ain't got all the components. You're gonna be trying to come in and you won't be able to get in. Right? Hallelujah. Now, this is another revelation that God just gave me since I've been on this line. And that's why I brought that. But that's not the way I wanted to teach this. Right. So I'm just following the leading of the Holy Spirit. All right. So when they, you know, weren't able to get in because of the crowd, they removed part of the roof and they lowered the paraplegic, right, on a stretcher. Impressed, you know, by this bold. This was a bold belief, y'all. Come on. This was a bold belief. Verse 5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. My God. God was impressed. Jesus was impressed with the paraplegic on his stretcher. He was impressed with the bold belief. He said to the paraplegic, son, I forgive your sin. He didn't even have to ask. But because of his faith, it took faith to come on. Listen here. It takes faith for you to cut up off the church building. Cut up the roof off the church so that you can get in. That takes crazy faith. Come on here. Hallelujah. This man had crazy faith, but he didn't. He had a team, though. See, he had some friends that didn't mind help him get what he needed from God. He had friends that knew he was sick and needed help. They didn't turn their back on him. They were friends that helped him. They cut the roof open for him so that they could let him down and get what he needed from God. Now, that's a true friend. Can you find your friends, ones that you got to beg to go places with you? You got to pay them to take you everywhere. You got to pay them to go out to eat. You got to pay them to go anywhere with you. You got to pay them. Come on here. You always got to give them gas. They don't ever want to drive their car. They don't want you in their car, but they want to drive your car. Come on here. What kind of friend is that? Only time they take vacation is when you are going out of town so that they can ride with you for free. They can stay in your hotel room because they're not paying anything. Ooh, Lord have mercy. See them freeloaders. That's what I call that friend. But these people knew the importance of this man getting his healing. And they were adamant about it. They didn't want to listen. They were like, this is the day that you going to get your healing today. This is the day that God going to manifest this thing in fruition. This is the day that we saying no more. We're going to help you without. Listen, there are times in your life where you got to go to extreme measures. How bad do you want God? How bad do you want the thing that you're asking God for? Sometimes it takes extreme measures. Sometimes it takes you fasting 30 days straight. Then go back like 30 more days. Come on here. Sometimes it takes you praying all night long. Sometimes it takes you getting up 3 at 4 in the morning before, you know, praying. It takes you sacrificing something. It's how bad do you want it? See, we don't want to sacrifice nothing. We don't want to give up nothing. We don't want to give up the hella phone. We don't want to give up the hella vision. Mm-hmm. We don't want to give up the people vision We want to always be in the loop. Sometimes you don't need to know everything. You got to stop trying to tell God how to do his job and let God be God. Come on here and let your enemies be scattered. We got to stop trying to tell God, I need you to bless me like this, and I want you to do it like that, baby. Then you just sit on, wait on him. Sit on and wait. Because when God does a thing, he does it well. And when he do a thing, sometimes you don't even know that he done done it because your mind done went on to something else. God move, he's smooth, y'all. He's a smooth operator. Y'all better hear what I'm telling you on tonight. Glory to God. You don't have to tell him how to do his job. You don't have to do that. Glory to God. So anyway, this man was sick of palsy. And sometimes, you know, therefore his body could have been deformed in some form, shape, or fashion. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, people that have the palsy, sometimes when they are bed stricken, you know, sometimes they have sores on their bodies and stuff. And some of the sores be so contagious, some others can contract it. And, you know, sometimes it's crazy because, you know, back then they have gloves and stuff to protect them from different stuff. Y'all follow me. You know, just like, you know, back then when a woman was on a cycle, she had to stay home. She could, and then a man couldn't sit in the same seat that she sat in. Nobody could sit in that seat. You know what I'm saying? So it was so many different laws. Lord Jesus. Anywho, we going on. But listen, there are times when we have to do things, you know, in order to do something. In order to get something that you never had, you got to do something that you never done. And so, therefore, you're going to have to take risks. Therefore, you're going to have to, listen, where the risk takers at tonight? There are some of us who don't mind taking risks. We believe God just like that. We are crazy enough to have that crazy, ridiculous kind of faith where we believe God for the impossible. I believe God. I'm telling you. I've seen him do things in the lives of people. I've seen him do things in my life. Right? So I know he can do things that will literally blow your mind. So this man, he needed a healing. He needed a healing. The doctors couldn't heal him. And they had all the knowledge you want to have, but they could not heal him. They could not call him to get up and walk. Even if he had had orthopedic surgery, it couldn't cause him to get up and walk like what God was going to do. God didn't even touch him. He didn't even lay hands on him. He didn't anoint him with oil. He didn't pour no water on it. He wasn't even near him. But he saw that the measures that he took to get there, he said, that impressed me so. That faith that the man had, that listen, God, if you don't do it, it's not that you can't, but I'm going to show you how bad I want it because I'm doing something that I never done to get something that I didn't never have. Come on here, somebody. So the Lord looked at that. He was so impressed. He said, your faith, man. God, he said, your faith. He said, I see your faith. Glory to God. He said, son, thy sin be forgiven thee. Come on here. Somebody listen. When he said that, I could imagine every bone structure in his body got in line. Everything about the man with the palsy, everything got in alignment with the will of God. It was just like he was a new man. Come on here. He was a broken man in all pieces. But honey, when the Lord spoke that your sins were forgiven, he became a whole man. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, let me just, you know, use your minds for a minute. Now, being that this place was crowded where Jesus was teaching, it was crowded. There was no standing room. There was no standing room. They were all on top of each other. It was crowded, okay? It would be like if in our time, it would be where the police or the fire department would come in and say, y'all got to leave because there's too many people, and it could be a hazard, right? That's just how it was. If it hadn't been in our modern day time, the people would have to leave. It couldn't be everybody up in there because it was just that packed. So with them cutting out the room, use your imagination. The Bible says that there was no room to receive them, right? Not even at the door, okay? So there was no room for him to get in, no room. So if that means no room, and if it's standing room, everybody's standing, right? I just want you to use your mind, think about it. And if everybody's standing, and when they uncovered the roof, listen now, they uncovered the roof. They dropped, the Bible says they had broken it up. They let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. They let his bed down. But can I tell you, after they pull that roof back and they begin to let down that bed, if you got men in there that were 6 feet tall and taller, you got men that was in that 5'8", 5'7", taller women, 6 feet or whatever, just imagine that. You got tall people in there. That means when they pull that roof back, they couldn't even let that bed down maybe 1 to 2 inches or just enough so they could Jesus could see his body. Why? Because it was too crowded. Why? Because it was so many people. And if you got tall people, that bed could have been on their head. You understand what I'm saying? Just think about what I'm saying. There was no room. So he took the roof. Somebody tonight, if you want to know what I'm talking about, tell the Lord. Say, Lord, I need a rooftop experience. I don't know about y'all, but I need God to give me a rooftop experience. I'm willing tonight to take great measures. I'm willing tonight to do something that I ain't never done before so that I can get something that I ain't never had in God. I ain't trying to be the most popular person. I'm not trying to be famous. I ain't trying to be rich. I want to be wealthy because if I have wealth, I'm able to, listen, to take care of reason. I'm able to have generational wealth. Hallelujah. Well, it does not be with me, but it transfers. It's a legacy that it'll go from generation to generation. See, we so caught up on being rich. Rich people are selfish people, but wealthy people are those that are give. They are the most philanthropists. They're always giving because it's in your giving. That's a principle thing. If you give, you're going to reap. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. If you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. Glory to God. So I need a rooftop experience on tonight. I need God to move for me in some areas. I need God right now oh my God. I'm like, God, I need you to come on in and handle this. I need God to move right now. I need a rooftop experience. I need one that, listen, God, I can't get in. I can't get with it. Lord God, I'm trying to reach you, God, but I got so much on my mind. I'm trying to pray, God, but every time I pray, I get distracted. Ah, God, I got so much on my mind. So many things are pressing. So many things are on the table. God, I need a rooftop experience. God, I love you, God, and you know my heart. Lord God, the tears that I cried, Lord, store it up for this time. Lord, the prayers that I prayed, Lord, let it be stored up for this time. God, I want to pray, but God, I don't know what to say. I got a lot on my mind, God. I need you right now to regulate my mind. Lord, that this mind that is in Christ Jesus, let it also be in me. I need a rooftop experience. God, I need you to open up my mind so that I can think right, so that I can, oh my God, that I can try things that I never tried before, that I can navigate through this problem, that I can navigate through my finances, that I can navigate through this life, this world, what we call life. Help me, God. I need a rooftop experience. I can't speak for y'all on tonight, but I need God to give me a rooftop experience. And if you are one of the ones who need a rooftop experience, go ahead and say, God, give me a rooftop experience. My God. So verse 6, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. So every time Jesus was performing miracles, every time he was healing the sin sick soul, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were always there trying to judge what he was doing. They always had something to say. These religious scholars, they were sitting there whispering. They started whispering among themselves. He can't talk that way. That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. God and only God can forgive sin. This is what they're saying. It says, but these were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Why does this man thus speak blasphemy? Asking a question amongst themselves. Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy. Now he's getting ready to talk to them, to the man that he just healed, right? So Jesus knew right away what they were thinking and why, you know, he's like, why are you so skeptical? You know? which is simpler to say to the paraplegic, I forgive your sins, or say, get up, take your bed, take your stretcher, you know, start walking. Well, just so it's clear that I am the Son of Man. Listen, I'm the Son of God. You saying that if only God can forgive sins, but I am the Son of Man. Come on. And authorized to do either or both. He looked now at the paraplegic. He said, get up. Pick up your stretcher and go home. And the man did it, got up, grabbed his stretcher, and walked. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. You didn't hear what I just said. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Arise, take up thy bed and walk. I say to you tonight, you need a rooftop experience where God says, I am God. I can forgive your sins, the mess up, the breakups, the hardship. Hallelujah. The things that did not go according to his will, the things that did not go according to plan, all of it. I forgive your sins, and I will, and I shall, and I will, and I shall. Those are promises. Throw them in the sea of forgetfulness to remember no more. He don't remember them no more. It's a wipe out. Somebody say wipe out, wipe out, wipe out. God wipes out your sin. And not only that, they have to go in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they have to erase. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Your sins that God done forgave you for. So when it comes up before God, when you go before God, and to be judged or whatever you want to say, you won't have that in your book because he done forgave you. That won't be. My God, it won't be there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the man, he said, listen, the Bible says that the man got up, said immediately he arose. He didn't take his time. He wasn't slow for like some of y'all. God be blessing you. You want to be slow by telling it. You won't even let people know that God done moved. What they prophesied in your life, spoken to your life, and manifest. Y'all won't even call them back and tell them because you're too scared they're going to ask you for something. Or you don't want to sow into them. You're going to bless the word that they gave you because it takes a prophet to unlock some blessings. It takes a prophet when there's nothing going on in your life. They have the power and the ability to speak life to your dead situation, and it will resurrect if they will. Come on here. Hallelujah. I said they have the power. Prophets have the power to speak into your dead situation. Amen. So this man got up, and he took up his bed, y'all. And in so much, they were all amazed, and they glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. These people were marveled when they saw that the man, God, Jesus didn't touch them. Jesus didn't touch him. He just spoke to him. And immediately, instantly, the man was healed. It didn't take 20 years. It didn't take 5 years. The man was instantly healed. The doctors couldn't do it. Come on here. That lets you know you run into the doctors every time something happens instead of praying first and then go if God leads you to go. Because sometimes some things are just a test. They are T-E-S-T. That's all. And then you got to go to the doctors, and every time, well, we don't know what's wrong, and they can't find, they done ran all these tests, they can't find out. Then they want to do exploratory surgery on you to find out, and still can't find it when they go. Because some things are sick to you. Some sicknesses, people that don't like you, your haters, those that are jealous of you, church folk that's rude and cruel, witches and warlocks, they send stuff to you. That's why you're sick. That's why the doctors can't find nothing. So before you go to the doctor, pray. Seek the Lord concerning the situation that you're dealing with in your body and let God tell you when to go. Amen. All sickness is not unto death. Hallelujah. So this paraplegic, listen, this man got up, baby. He got up, got his stretcher in his hand, and he got his stretcher and walked out. But everybody watching him, they rubbed their eyes because they were stunned. Hallelujah, what God had done. They praised God, saying, we've never seen anything like this before. See, there shall be a performance. That was a performance. There shall be a performance. And that simply means that when God says something, when he speaks, listen, you're going to see the manifestation. There shall be a performance, my God, tonight. And that's what I'm waiting on, a performance from God. You hear me? Hallelujah. But what we've spoken, the things we've asked, amen, that we've asked God, the things we dreamt about, the things that we are desiring, that shall be a performance where God is going to perform his work. Come on here. He's going to perform it. Hallelujah. It was, now I'm telling you, that was a performance right there. And they didn't have to pay for that. They didn't listen. They got it for free. Y'all don't hear me. My God. Hallelujah. And he went forth again by the sea. And all the multitude resorted unto him. And he taught them. Listen, y'all. Jesus tonight, the only way that we're going to get to God, we got to go through his son, Jesus. Some of you think you can bypass Jesus and get to God. No. You got to go through Jesus. Call on the name of, at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. At the name of Jesus, listen, things begin to fall off. Chains are broken. Lives are built up. I mean, I'm telling you, at the name of Jesus, you can see demons tremble. I'm just literally shaking in their boots. Hallelujah. Because they know he's coming. Ah, God. He's coming to destroy them. He's coming to annihilate them. He's coming to stop them in their tracks. Just start calling on the name of Jesus. Well, you got a problem. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Call on. The more you call him, the better you're going to begin to feel. Try it. Try it. For those of you who suffer with anxiety, I be having them doing these practices. I said, put your hand on your stomach. I want you to breathe from your diaphragm. And as they begin to inhale, and I say, now when you're pushing in to exhale, I want you to say the name Jesus. And they were like, oh, wow, that works. I'm trying to tell you, when you call on the name of the Lord, things got to change. Your situation has to shift. Your finances got to shift. Things have to begin to get in alignment. You cannot be a part of the kingdom and you're doing what God has instructed you to do and not be blessed. It is impossible for you not to be blessed in the kingdom and you're doing all that God has purposed you to do. I'm not saying that you're perfect. No, you're not. But you know how to repent and get it right. Listen, David was a bad boy. But listen, David had enough sense to everything. David was adventurous. He was an adventurous type of man. He was not one that was a scary cat. He wasn't a scary cat, but he was adventurous. And he liked to take risks. He was a risk taker. He was, you know, he was courageous. He was a risk taker. He didn't mind taking risks. Amen. And he sinned. But guess what? When he sinned, he repented. And God blessed him again. God kept blessing him because he was a man after God's own heart. But guess what else? But he did not go. Don't think his sins went unpunished. God punished him, but he didn't do the same sin again. He was doing something else because he was curious. He was curious, curious, curious. And adventurous. You know what I'm saying? So when he got that whooping, he moved on to something else. He'll try to find something else to get into. But I'm telling you, you got to repent, people. It is an hour where we must repent daily. Everything you do wrong, repent and be godly. Don't just repent and then go right back and do it again in 10 minutes. Because now it's repetition. That's willfully sin. You're doing it willfully and you know it's a sin. Some people that come into the ministry, they may not know things that what God considers or what God hates. So you have to teach them, show them in the word, right? So as long as they don't know and they've done it, he doesn't hold you accountable of things that you did not know. Some people didn't have the upbringing that we had. For those of you who've been in church all your life, there are some people who never been in church. They heard about Jesus. They heard about God, you know, but they never been in church. So therefore, they were sinning and they didn't know. I've had people come to me and they were sinning and they didn't know that it was a sin. But once they saw it in the word, and once they learned, they begin to know now, well, if I keep doing it, I'm willfully sinning. But if I stop, I can be forgiven of all of it, and I don't have to go back to that anymore, right? So that's the way we got to be. We got to ask for forgiveness. None of us are perfect. And stop trying to act as if we're all above sin. We're not above it. We all are one prophets or 1 foot over from walking. Oh, Lord, have mercy. 1 foot over from walking into the spirit of divination. You understand what I'm saying? So we need accountability. For those of you who feel like you don't need nobody to hold you accountable, for those of you who don't join churches because you don't want the accountability, you're out of order. For those of you who are walking around using the gift that God given you and you're using and tearing people up, busting people up, busting friendships, busting ministries, and you're not accountable to a leader, you are a renegade, right? And you have no accountability. And therefore, you're going to be dealt with harshly. Because you know that everybody need a cover. Every one of us. We need someone that watches and guards over our soul. Somebody that can meet us in the spirit and pray and cover us. Somebody that will pray with us, for us. That will pray even when we're not there. We need a covering. Now, tonight, I just thank God for this word because I need a rooftop experience. I need something that's going to literally blow my mind. I need an experience in God like I've never seen before. I expect God to move in my life like he has never done before. I am looking. I'm crazy enough to believe God for the impossible, the invisible, amen, and the intangible. I'm telling you, I believe God like I have never believed God before. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful. He's so mighty, and he's so powerful, and I thank him on tonight. So we're closing the paperback Bible. Right now, we're getting ready to go to the phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. When she opens these lines up, I want you to come on, give us your name, your city, and your state. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, amen. Not going to talk over each other, but we're going to do it one at a time. So, Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up these phone lines on tonight. Are y'all ready? Hallelujah. Good evening, Carla. You're on the air with the apostles. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. How you doing on this afternoon? And I thank the Lord for this word that the Lord released to you. And I need a rooftop experience. And this is just a wonderful word right here, and to have some friends, like he had four friends to help him, that's some true friends.
Come on.
Come on. That was, I need them friends like that too. Oh, in Jesus'
Me
holy
too.
Name. I thank you for giving you this on tonight. And may the Lord, you know, fill you back up for releasing this to his people on tonight. And I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I listen. Every word that I speak, it hits me too. I need a rooftop experience. I need some friends that don't mind. But see, the thing is, we have people that say they are buddies and acquaintances and stuff like that. But can you have my back when I'm not around and people dogging my name? Can you speak well of me and say, listen, I don't know her to be like that. Now, y'all, you know, listen, I know this woman of God. And, you know, I know, you know, she sometimes she can come strong or whatever, but she's loving. She's not the way that y'all are saying. I need that kind of friend. I need a friend that won't get behind my back and talk with my enemies concerning me, because you cannot be my friend and a friend of my enemies. That just don't make sense, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
So we all need those kind of people in our lives. So I want us to start praying. God, get us some friends. They don't have to be four. You know, I mean, just enough that will have your back. And even when you're wrong or something that they feel like, but listen, I think you ought to try it this way. They just, you know, be there. Just be real. Stop faking it. I'm so sick of fake folks. It's just crazy, you know. And all these people want titles and positions and want to get these platforms. They don't have a clue of what all it really takes to be a leader. They really don't have a clue. They think they know, and they think they want this job. But, baby, I run from it every day. I promise. Oh, God, glory to God. But God is, he's so awesome. And, woman of God, God is going to give you a rooftop experience. There is a place right now God want to put you in your mind. And he wants you to stay right there, focus on these things. God is going to use you, really, to pray, because you're a traveler in the spirit. So he's going to use you to pray some target areas that others can't pray. Because why would God let, okay, for an example, so I'm going to give you an example so everybody understand what I'm saying, because I'm talking to you, though. Why would God tell you to pray for new vehicles for your church and you're not a tither?
He wouldn't.
You see what I'm saying? God is not, listen, God is not bipolar. You have to be in alignment. He's only, you know, that's the talk. If he gave you a target area, it's because you went through that, you've experienced that, and because you're attacked. Why would you expect God to let you handle his money when you don't sow, when you don't tithe, when you don't give, when you don't help? He's not going to bless you to do that. I mean, he's not going to throw, you ain't going to get all this money. And you don't give. That's what I'm trying to say. You got people, they want all the money, but what you gonna do with it when you get it? The money you lied and told God you was gonna sow to the kingdom, you never do it. They don't need it. I just give them a little crumb. Y'all better stop crumbing out Jesus. I mean God. Mm-hmm. Stop crumbing him out. Because you need more than what you asking for. More than what you giving, Rev. You say you need $100,000. And you only giving a dollar in church? Wait a minute, make it make sense.
It don't. It
you definitely sense. Need a double rooftop experience, glory to God. But woman of God, God is strategically giving you downloads to pray. You cover those areas with your life, meaning that you make sure you take our time to cover those things. Because he don't, only reason why he'll give it to you to do, because he can trust you to pray. And he know that, you know, I'm saying, so God can trust us in areas. And if he can trust you, he going to bless you the same way. Just watch. Sometimes God have to get people, he have to get the leeches off first. He had to take the leeches from around you before he bless you.
Yes.
He had to get the creepy crawlers from around you before he bless you. Every time God get ready to bless you, here come all the creepy crawlers. You see the snakes, the snails. You start seeing the roaches, the flying roaches. Start seeing bugs you ain't seen. You start seeing people you ain't seen. They coming back. Well, girl, you know we was best with a baby going on. I need a rooftop experience. Well, I ain't got to deal with these folks because they showing up because God's getting ready to bless you. Now, you have a great night on tonight. I love you.
Love you more.
All right. Amen. Good evening, Carla. You on the air with the Apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. This is Mr. KB from Brookhaven, Mississippi. How are you?
All is well. How are you, woman of God?
All is well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I know you need a rooftop experience.
Word. I need a rooftop experience. I almost
Lord, have mercy. You know I need a rooftop experience. Blow the roof off the sucker, God.
Blow
come on here.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I need a rooftop experience. And I listen. But I ain't trying to tell him what to do either. But this story, I can relate to this story because sometimes we are mentally sick. Sometimes we are physically sick. We may be sick in our finances. We may be sick in our health. We may be sick in our minds. Our hearts may be sick. We may need a heart transplant. We may need a stent put in our heart. God is all of that. He can regulate it. You know, he can do all of these things. And sometimes we got to do something. In order to get this, we got to do something to get it. And are we willing to do it? So I definitely need a rooftop experience. I want you to hide that word now. Cover that word.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Need a rooftop
cover
experience.
That word.
Yes, sir.
And
God
gotta
is good.
I got to stop telling God what he how to do it.
Come on. Thank you. Because you see what happens is.
Give it to me this way. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I'm just saying I just got to, because that used to be me. Telling the Lord, oh, I need you to give it to me today. I need it this way, Lord. I need you to give it to me on this side or this side. But he just wants us to stop telling him how to do it and let him do it in his own way.
Listen, when he do it his own way, it's going to blow your mind. Because you will say, Lord, I know you care about me like this. Lord, I ain't know it was going to be this big. I was just looking for something because I needed this right there. And God said, no, I'm going to throw a little extra in. I saw your faith. I saw you crying. I saw you helping when you ain't have it. I saw what you did behind the scenes. So I'm going to give you more than you could ever expect. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on tonight. Woo, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Have a good one. All right.
Love you more. You too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica. I'm calling in from Mobile, Alabama. I just enjoyed that message on this evening. I need a rooftop experience, and I think I'm going to run on to see what the venue is going to be.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to put fire under my feet.
Come on now. Ooh, Jesus, I felt it.
I was contemplating, just thinking to myself, I just said, well, I'm just going to forget the plans that God gave to me, the downloads, the nuggets, the ideas, the schooling. I just said, I'm just going to forget it. I'm just not going to worry about it. It's too hard for me. But this word just gave me the extra strength that I need. It gave me the power, the push that I need.
Hey, God. Thank you.
Sometimes it's not in our timing. It's in God's timing.
Yes.
And this day forward, I'm going to let him lead me and guide me and
let him
take the lead. And I'm going to do what he say do and not what I
want. Yes, God. Come on.
So I thank God for the message. When you was ministering and teaching the message,
my God,
I just felt the fire of God. I just felt goosebumps all over my body.
Jesus,
as you was ministering, I just felt God is elevating you to another level. So continue to hearken to his voice and continue to obey
God.
Because no matter what other people say or do or how they act or how they may treat you, your crown is in heaven. And God is going to reward you. God is going to reward you. So don't be weary and don't be moved by the people.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
God. I want to encourage you to continue to seek his place because he is elevating you in the realm of the spirit. I know you probably hear it a lot, but this message is different. I mean, you always bring powerful messages, but this message here,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
And I thank God for the shift.
He kind of make it. Yes, Lord.
To another dimension in him. And I thank God for you being willing and you letting him use you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You will never feel the same after tonight. I felt it the whole message. And God,
thank you,
I thank you, Lord God. Not only did it touch me, but I pray it reaches other people as well. And I pray that the apostles get back what she has lost, Lord God. And I pray that you build her up and encourage her and replenish her.
Thank you, Jesus.
She has poured out because she just don't know. She spoke her own blessings out of her mouth. And Lord,
thank you, God, for you elevating her
in the next dimension.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For her going higher in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, let her stay in expectation.
Thank you, God.
Even when she don't feel it, when she don't see it, Lord God, it is there. And we
thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you for being obedient. Thank you for the word. I'm just at awe right now. that word is. I can't even talk right now, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I appreciate the push.
And to answer, yes, you must continue in ministry. God bless you.
Amen. Ooh, phew, that was a lot. Carla, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle. Good evening, Apostle.
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you.
This is Mobile, Alabama. Dr. Yolanda Norwood, God bless you tonight. I
God
heard the word,
you.
I need a rooftop experience. Oh, my God. I need a rooftop experience in my life.
Amen.
The word was good to me. And when I came on at the tail, about the end, when you were talking about the rooftop, and I just thank God for the word of God that's going forth. And God continue to bless you and pour into you, or that you pour out into other people in this season. Yes, Lord. And I thank God for you, and I love you.
Love you more. So glad that you were able to tune in. God bless you. We hadn't seen you, but we love you now.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to hold on. Change is coming.
Yes, ma'am.
It's coming. It's coming. I know you said, well, Pastor, I don't see it, but you ain't got to see it. All you got to do is believe.
That I believe it. Yes, ma'am.
That's all. That's all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. Amen. I love you. Have a great evening. And listen, everybody, I speak that you shall have a rooftop experience between now and the next 48 hours. Some of you are going to see a major breakthrough. Some of you are going to see God turn some situation. Breakthrough is a breakthrough. You've been up against the wall. You've been tight. I know I'm almost over my time, but you've been tight. You've been up against the wall. You got stuck. You got complacent. Hallelujah. But God said, I'm shifting some things. Amen. And for some of you, some of you in trouble. Some of you got yourself in a little bit of trouble. Amen. Some family members got in trouble. Your children got in trouble. But God said to let you know tonight, if you believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. But if you believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. So on tonight, take it, hallelujah, for what it is. You need a rooftop experience. I definitely need a rooftop experience. I'm not ashamed to say I need one. So tonight, I thank you guys for tuning in with me every week. For those of you that are coming by replay, I hope this message bless you as well. Dr. Kim and Kim, it's been real. Until next week, y'all, I'll see y'all the same Jesus time, same Jesus station. God bless you.
One up above, but those of us.